You're listening to the Straight Talk Podcast with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. the voice of Gospel Radio. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. We appreciate you as always. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe to the podcast. We would love to have you get weekly shows, laugh a little bit, get a little bit of information, and just enjoy the podcast that's taking over the nation.
Hi, I'm Lisa. In these challenging days, staying safe is a high priority. Either you are trying to be healthy or keeping your family safe, I'm glad to join Jaguar Self-Defense. Since I started classes at Jaguar, I can use the training I learned the same day. I love that my family can train together from the ages of 5 to 70, with classes Monday through Saturday for an hour and very affordable, which makes this mom feel good for keeping her family safe from danger. Jaguar Self-Defense has great training classes like police officer, Krav Maga, Kali, and IDS training. If you're looking to better your church security or private classes, they have trainers for that too. If you are looking for a workout and just learning to keep your family and community safe, join me at Jaguar Self-Defense.
Are you tired of an online experience that gives you the same old runaround? Are you looking for an online shopping experience with people that you know? Also an owner that you can talk to? Try Beloved Boutique. Beloved Boutique is a mid-Missouri-based online boutique supplying the latest trends in curvy jackets and outerwear, accessories, shoes, and the newest styles that fit your fashion needs. Beloved Boutique has a fast shipping so that you can have your look in days. And yes, the everyday prices are affordable. So go to BelovedBoutique.com. I know they have something for you at Beloved Boutique.
Y'all see what I'm talking about? Come on, Kiara Sheehan, come help her. Everybody clap your hands. Kiara Sheehan, thanks for God. Here we go.
What you gonna do when your back's against the wall? Welcome to Straight Talk with your boy Ricardo Montgomery, aka the voice of Gospel Radio. Thank you all for tuning in to us today on this day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Man, I got a great show lined up for y'all today. We're going to talk about some leadership. Leadership is key. Leadership and favor. You know, a lot of times people, when we talk about favor, you know, it's always about what someone has that someone else doesn't have. And I just want to let you know that you have favor also over your life, no matter what it is that you do. But I'm going to help you break it down, that favor. And I'm going to use a leader to help you understand that you have the same favor over your life, no matter what it is that you're doing. Because I do believe that if God loves us all, that means he has love in his heart for us, no matter what it is that we're doing. It's just on us to be able to tap into that favor and where your favor may lie. You know, and that's why we have to communicate with Christ, because a lot of times we have leaders and leaders make mistakes, but it seems like their mistakes always seems to be overlooked or they have more favor than you do. Not true. Not true at all. It's just the fact that they may do something that you may not be doing. I'm going to break that down for you today. Also, don't forget, man, we're so close. We're so close. It's to November 3rd. So please get out and vote. Go cast your vote. If you need to make arrangements to how to get to a polling place, do that now. You have time is ticking. So do that now. Just find your way of getting to a polling place. Long as you get there before 7 p.m. Polls close in the state of Missouri at 7 p.m. So long as you get there before 7 p.m., your vote will be cast. Your vote will be counted. You can get it all done. Again, I'm not trying to tell you who to vote for. I just want you to go to your polling place and I want you to vote. You know, don't get discouraged about anything that you see. You may see pro who you want to be in office. You may see anti who you want in office. You know, it doesn't matter who it is, but long as you cast your vote. And this is your chance and you have the power. That's the great thing about this country, is that you're given the power to be able to choose who you want in office, any office, whether if it's the federal government, or if it's your state government, or if your local government, you have the power to choose who you want to represent you in your office. Now, somebody may, you know, 2 out of 3 people may vote against you. That's fine. But you had the power to tell them, hey, who I wanted and who I wanted in office. That's what it's all about. Now, today is a strange day for me, y'all, because, I mean, the world say this is Halloween. It's October 31st. The world says Halloween. Me, myself, growing up, we like to call it Hallelujah. Hallelujah Day. I'm not big in all this, what people like to do, watch scary movies and all that. I don't allow that in my spirit, y'all. So the day is just one of those days where I just like to watch a good Christian movie or something that's upbeat, laugh. I don't fool with them spooky, them horror movies and stuff like that. Not a big fan of those, because I refuse to let those things get into my spirit. You know, that's just me. But on Hallelujah Day, because that's what the day is for me. And if you don't like it, I mean, well, I ain't going to say if you don't like it. But if you want to celebrate Halloween, you do however you want to do. You know, what makes you happy. You know, blessings to you. But as far as for me and what I enjoy calling it Hallelujah Day. You know, only I love to celebrate the angels in heaven, you know, because I want them to sign my name. But, you know, and also don't forget to turn your clocks back an hour. Today, Sunday, early Sunday morning at 2 a.m. will be daylight savings time. So you turn your clocks back for all the states that are doing that. If you hear it right here on the podcast, don't forget to put your clock back 1 hour and get yourself a little extra hour of sleep. So I'm going to get into the show. I'm sitting here yawning like I'm tired, but I'm not. It's just that, just the way it goes. But I'm going to get into the show, man. We're going to bring some good gospel music up right here. We're going to have some independent artists. We're going to bring back some independent artists. And we're also going to play some new music for you, too. So get ready, sit back, enjoy. We're going to talk today about having some favor over your life, leadership, and all the things and the power that you have. Don't forget how much power you have. And I'm Straight Talk with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. the voice of Gospel Radio. Let's go. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Hope y'all enjoyed that music right there, man. It was my main man. We come to lift up Jesus, Alan Pewitt Jr. Man's doing a lot of great things, man. Sounding like Donald Lawrence, in my opinion. So we're going to keep that going. But back to what I was talking about. Now we're going to talk a little bit about leadership, because a lot of times we put a lot on our leaders. A lot of times we are expecting way more out of our leaders. And when they fall, you know, it hurts us way more than we want to say. But then we don't understand, you know, some people just when they fall, they're like, okay, great, he fell. But why is he still getting opportunities? Why is he still doing this? Why is this still going forward when this man has really done something, or woman has done something that really has hurt people? And, you know, I go back to the young man David in the Bible, King David. And when he sent the young man off to be on the front lines because he wanted his wife Bathsheba, and he laid with the man's wife, and he did that, and he was wrong, you know. And David was the one that was after God's own heart, you know. God loved him some David, you know. And then also with in this part of the story with David, you know, David looked after what David wanted. And David wanted that woman. And a lot of times, you know, we move up the ladder, wherever things are going well for us, or however things goes in life. And we start to say, you know what, as the old folks will say, I'm smelling myself. And so you start to want things that you shouldn't really want. And you go after things that you shouldn't go after. But then you go get it because you want it, and you feel as if you're invincible. But then all of along, and like in this story here with David, David got her pregnant, you know, the husband dies on the front lines, and you know, then God comes in and you know and says, you know I'm gonna take this baby away. And David was hurt because David knew he did wrong, and this leader has failed, you know. And he's one of the persons that was, you know, blessed, highly favored. And he went down there, and he the first thing he did once he knew about it, he went down and he started to pray, and he started to ask God, you know, created him a clean heart, you know. And he went down and he started to do the things that he knew to try to get himself back on track with God. And a lot of times when we fall, you know, and of course, David got himself back on track because he had that favor. And that's what I wanted to get with you, because like even when our leaders do things and you see that they come back and they do this, is, and sometimes it's just the favor of God that's over them, that, you know, they do make mistakes, and you learn from their mistakes. And sometimes when we're living in the midst of their mistakes, we can't see because we want to hold that mistake onto them forever. But a lot of times with us, we don't understand that favor that comes on. There's many songs out there talking about the favor of God and how, you know, favor ain't fair and all this stuff, which is true. It ain't fair. I mean, like, you know, I will use myself, like the favor on me, you know, being able to do some of the things that I do, you know, it may not be fair. I may get opportunities that other people may not get. And I don't know I got them, but I do recognize that, you know, I do have a love for Christ, and I do have, and I do speak up for, I try to do things I need to do the right way. And then sometimes those favor things, but you got to understand what your favor is. For me, my favor is, I think my favor is, that may not be true, because it's just me thinking and not really honing what God has given me in my heart, is, you know, being able to understand and talk to people and, really try to connect in a way that, you know, some people may not. And then that connection gives me a little favor because people know who I am, and they trust me and say, well, he's a good guy, you know. And then sometimes, you know, other things may be the favor of, somebody may have favor over finances. Somebody may have favor over, being able to teach. Someone may have favor over certain things that always puts them in the best position to succeed. And this is things that you have to figure out. And a lot of times it's just really just sitting down and taking time out and just praying to God over what it is. Because sometimes when you start to see yourself in different situations and you're always into something and always something's happening to you, and you're like, why do I keep dealing with this? Why do I keep dealing with that? It's because maybe you're in that wrong area. of your life where you're missing out with your favor of with is with God. A lot of times when we are in good graces and things are going well, that sometimes you're just living in your favor. But then sometimes when you are living in your favor and things are going well, you decide to make decisions to do more, thinking things will go well in this area, thinking things will go well in that area. And then you start to take yourself out of that favor because you are putting yourself in the way of it and not letting God lead you to what is best for you or what God has planned for your life. And sometimes that road can get rough. And then it takes you having to realize that I've gotten off track and I need to get back on track. And that's just you recognizing the prayer, because when you are a person of faith, you are a leader. Whether if you have a title or not, you are a leader because people are looking at you. People are looking at you because they want to see you succeed and they want to follow in your footsteps. A lot of people who are maybe in the world and doing a lot of things that, you know, maybe other people may not be doing, like Christians may not do. You know, they may not go to church every Sunday, but they believe in God. And they are, you know, and kids are looking up to them and they're giving them good information, but they're the way they sometimes the favor and the things that they see, they start to say the way I see it. And they miss that key part of saying, you know, you have to pray over this. Let God lead you. Open your heart to what God is saying. And it's hard for you to say that because you don't know it. But when you are a person of faith, these are the things that you will tell. This is how you guide people. I can't give you all the answers because I can only tell you what I know. But I do know that prayer works. I do know that this will do. Lead them to a prayer. Even if they don't know how to pray, lead them to a prayer so they can say, you know what, God, you are in the midst of this. And I know that only you can fix it. So however you fix it, I'm going to leave it in your hands so that you can fix it. It's hard to be a leader. Don't get me wrong. It's hard to be a leader because some people look up to you and they look up to you and they expect you to have all the answers. And a lot of times you're just going to have to say, you know what, I got to pray over this. Because that's exactly what I say. I got to pray over this because I can't tell you what's right or wrong. I don't know. I don't know. I've never been in a situation like this. But I do know that if you give me some time and let me pray over and give and let God lead me, I can get you in the right direction. You just got to be patient. And a lot of times we don't want patience. As they say nowadays, microwave blessings are the things that everybody wants. Everybody wants it right now. And the way God works is he's an on-time God. But don't get it mixed up with that it's finna come immediately, because it's not. It's not going to come immediately. It takes time. This Christian walk takes time. You're going to go through some things because you have to be built. The military don't give you a put you on the battlefield just because you signed up. You have to go through basic training and they have to do things. They do things to you to make sure that you're ready and willing and ready. And God does this with all his souls, you know, to make sure that you're ready for the kingdom. You know, you're going to have to go through some things. That's why they call it trials and tribulations. You have to go through some things because you need to be prepared for when someone come to you who is ready to give their life over to Christ. You could be 22 and talking to a 40-year-old. And that 40-year-old is ready to give their life to Christ, and you have already done that. And you can help them in that area. And then they can help you in life situations because they have wisdom in life situations. And this thing works itself all the way around, because to be a good leader, you have to be able to be open to listening, but at the same time, guiding. But again, it's a difficult thing. And I use David as that. And I also like to use Abraham, too, the father of faith, because God came to Abraham when he was getting ready to get rid of the city, Sodom and Gomorrah. And then, you know, asked him, you know, and this is just the ultimate favor. You know, he said, if you can find me 10, I'll spare the city. If you can find me one, I'll spare the city. That's just favor. And you can have that same favor. God can look at you and say, you know what? I want to talk to you. You right here. And I want to ask you, what do you think about this? And if in whatever you and I discuss is what we gonna what I will decide to do. And that's just having that connection. That's just having that time. And it takes time. But to have that favor that you hear about in all the songs that you see other people say, well, favor ain't fair. You know, people turn this, you know, they have it as a saying because when they have something good going on, they say it's favor. And it is favor. They have favor on their life. I tell my wife all the time, you have favor over your life. I would tell you, you have favor over your life. You just got to figure out what that is. And that's just taking time with God. That's taking time out to pray. That's taking time out to be in your word. That's just taking time out for your relationship with Christ. Because everybody don't have the same favor. But you can't be connected with people who have favor in certain areas that can drop their favor on your behalf. And that's, you know, the main thing here. That's the main thing here. So as you go into these polls and you want to, and we talking about the switching leaders or keeping the same leader over this country or over your state, think about that. Think about that as you go into and you begin to cast your vote. You know, are you equipped enough and ready enough to be able to deal with whatever comes after that? Because it still doesn't stop what God can do in your life. Don't get upset over who wins or who loses. Don't get upset over this. Long as you put in your effort and you put in your vote, because your vote may be the favor over someone else's. Your vote may get in there. Someone else's may not. There's so many issues and things that's going on out there with this mail-in voting and all this stuff that some people may say, dog, you can't get these cast. You can't get that cast. Some votes may not be this and that. There's so many different games going on in the voting area that I get it. It makes you uncomfortable. It makes you say, you know what? What's the purpose? It's all a game anyway. It doesn't make sense. But you as the leader who has that power to vote, you never know. What God has for you is for you. Your vote may be the reason why God gives you a favor over you to say, you know what, I'm gonna make it work out because I know that you that I know what God I know what I has for you in your future, and that person can help get that for you or open these some of these doors up so I'm moving in this area, you know. Because I don't want you to feel discouraged. I don't want you to feel this way. Because God has so much love for you that he don't want you to just go down. So he's going to open up some doors to make sure that things go in your favor. To make sure that your time has come. Your season of whatever it is, prosperity or whatever it is that you want is coming at your doorstep. Because God can do that. And I just want to let you know, man, you know, everyone out there, please continue. Lead your family, lead your friends, you know, be a leader and stand up for what you feel is right. You know, get some of that favor that if you haven't felt that favor and it's hard for you to realize what I'm saying, try to pray on it. Try to ask God about this thing called favor and see if and say, God, give me a little favor over my life. Give me a little favor over my life. Let me know what that feels like. And then recognize it when you get it. Because sometimes we can have favor over our lives and don't recognize that we do have favor. Some people may have favor of bringing the family closer together and don't recognize it. It's because of them. They're the reason why their family is really closer than ever. You know, people always talk about how when the grandmother's gone, the family drops. But you could be you the one that holds that mantle to holding that family together. Because they say, okay, you have the same things that grandma had, whether you're a male or female, and you know how to bring us all together, keep the family close. Please, just take the time out to do what I'm saying today. It's right here on Straight Talk. I am trying to, I'm just here to just get it off my chest because I know leadership is a tough thing. And now we're in this election cycle, and we're so close to election day that I don't want you all to be discouraged when as you go cast your vote. I want you to know that you do have the power. You may see it as you. People want you to see it as not the power, but you have power. And your power is in casting that vote. But you're also a leader. In many ways, you may be a leader on your job. You may not be the manager, but people look up to you. You may not be the leader. You may not be the head person in your house, but you are a leader because folks are looking up to you. You may be the balance. You know, they say that, you know, a husband and wife and, you know, the husband is the, you know, the man of the house and all this stuff, the, you know, the cliche and all this stuff. But that woman who may be the nurturer could also be the leader, because everybody would look up to her. Look at her. Or the man may be a nurturer and the mother may be a disciplinarian, and everybody looks up to him. So it doesn't matter how it's set up, you know, and no matter where you go, if you may be with friends and you may want, you know, your friends may look up to you, you know, you may not have all the answers, but they may look up to you because you can help in certain areas. You know, you may have good advice. You never know. We don't know how God works, but we know he works. You know, you may not never know when God is going to move, but you know he's going to move. And just let that move be in your favor. So all I say is just take a little time. Continue to lead the way you're leading. Don't be discouraged in anything that you see. And understand that you do have favor over your life. That God has given you favor. Just got to recognize where it is so you can work in that area. And enjoy all the fruits that is out there for you. That's Straight Talk with your boy Ricardo Montgomery, man. I got some more gospel music coming up for you. We'll be right back after this.
I really don't know why. Why you still love me, or why you still care. I really don't deserve it all. But you keep on finding a way,
finding a way
to let me know you're here to stay. But you stayed there, you stayed there, and you promised me that you would never leave. Oh, and I'm so grateful that you chose me, me, and I owe all of my.
Opportunity.
opportunity to grow. Yeah. I know you having trouble understanding it. If you trust in God, he got his hands in it. I promise he'll protect you like a slam in it. He don't get the glory if the man did it. You gotta stand with him. I know. Yeah. Life gets hard and it feels like it's no way out. Yeah. I promise if you just keep going, it'll all work out. Yeah. Cause that's my God. He won't let you go by fire. All you need to know right now, he gon' pick you up, give you love right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All I want isn't all I need. Give me God. Because
everything I am, I'm trading. Got my life in your hands. All my plans, cause I'm trading. What's good for me, cause you're good for me.
I know it's been a while, but I gotta tell the truth. Throwing away my old ways, something that I gotta do. I gotta get the power from the source. That's the only way to stay the course. Sure, I know that he's a cure. In every situation, you give me peace. Don't gotta be afraid, cause you're in the lead.
I know
that'll never be the same, cause you set me free, yeah. That's my guy. He won't let you go by far. All you need to know right now, he gon' pick you up, give you love right now, yeah. All I want isn't all I need. Give me God. Because
everything I am, I'm trading. Got my life in your hands. All my plans, cause I'm trading. What's good for me, cause you're good for me. Everything I am, I'm trading. Got my life in your hands. All my plans, cause I'm trading. What's good for me, cause you're good for me. Everything I am, I'm trading.
God started revealing this revelation. I had to upgrade the title. It's gonna be trading faith. It's gonna take you trading where you put your faith. And what we have to do, which is a very scary thing for people, is take our trust out of what's gotten us here and now put it, trade it for the presence of what God wants to do in our life. Trading faith is changing the faith that got you here for the faith that will take you there. Where is there your prophetic promise? Where is there you walking in purpose? When my anger's about to go crazy, I don't run to a bottle. That's what I used to trust. That's what got me here. I don't run to money and being a workaholic. That's what I used to trust. That's where I used to put my faith. I don't even run to my husband or wife because they are not the source. They are just a resource. I am trading where I used to go, and I'm putting it in the one who can actually heal me.
Everything I am, I'm trading. Welcome back, welcome back. Support the friends that support us. City Church, again, City Church has moved from their location on Ash Street to 2102 North Garth. Service time has also changed from 5 p.m. to 2 p.m. From 5 p.m. till 2 p.m. So go check them out on Sundays at 2 p.m. On Garth Street. With us going back into church, with everyone coming back into church, you know, the church security is one thing that we should be paying attention to. So please go by and see my man Jesse at Jaguar Self Defense. Jesse at Jaguar Self Defense. And if you want to take some time out with us with the time falling back and it's going to get dark sooner, if you're out going to do some Christmas shopping and things like that, please take some self-defense courses also at Jaguar Self-Defense. Be a great way to be able to keep you and your family safe. Their motto is stay in shape and go home safe. So it's a great workout and also keep your whole family safe. So go by there and check them out. And their website is www.jaguarselfdefense.com. www.jaguarselfdefense.com. Also, today, it went down this morning. The Have It at the Joshua House went over there. So what I hear is it was successful. Also, the Holy Smoke that was going on also today. We get you some ribs and chicken and steak, all that good stuff, man. So go by there, check them out. I don't know if it's still going on right now or not. But if so, you know, bring a brother a plate. You know what I'm saying? Hook me up down there in Jefferson City. Joshua House, you can check them all out right there. Also, don't forget, Unstoppable Praise is going on November the 7th. November the 7th at the Joshua House Church. It's all virtual, so go by there and check them out. And also, since you're going to get ready to go do that, go by there and see my friend Taylor Green at Beloved Boutique. Beloved Boutique right there, online services. You can go get shop. Get whatever you want for church. Look good. Feel good. And enjoy yourself some time in some nice clothing right there. Beloved Boutique at shopbelovedboutique.com. Shopbelovedboutique.com. That's www.shopbelovedboutique.com. That's it for us this week. Straight talk, man. I tell y'all, man, if you missed any part of what I was talking about, leadership and favor, please get that podcast. Podcast will be available right at 5 o'clock, right after the show. So go check that out. Enjoy yourself. We'll be see you next week. Man, I love y'all, man. No matter what goes on, I'm here for you, and I hope you are here for me. I will pray for you, and I hope you pray for me. We'll see y'all in next week. Peace.
Been messed up, yeah. Stressed out with no luck, yeah. But every time I wake up, yeah. I get a chance to wake up, yeah. Thank God I got a chance to wake up, wake up. Another day that get my kick up, kick up. Cause every time I wake up, I get a chance to wake up, yeah. Wake up, wake up.
Wake up, little slick, get up out of bed. You was like a couple steps away from being out of here. Thank you for my granny prayers. Thank you for my partner now. I thought I was finished, yeah. Jesus told me start again. I will party sundown till day's end. Making money that I can't spend. I had a failing marriage and some fake friends. I had to doubt my doubts and let faith in. Was broken. God done brought me out like I was Moses. I'm chosen. Woke up Sunday morning feeling focused. Funny acting. Swipe left, yeah. So mama's always capping, swipe left, yeah. No more drama, boy, you know you blessed. Last night was a mess, God just hit refresh.
I've been messed up, stressed out with no luck. But every time I wake up, I get a chance to wake up. Thank God I got a chance to wake up.
Wake up in the new Diablo. Father trust me like I'm Pablo. Sunday service on the front stoop with a cup of tea in the condo. Tony Evans kicking convo, walking me through my storm. And I ain't grew up hearing gospel, but I got it playing this morning. I done been through this a time or two. I keep going back, but now I'm finally through. I'm like, if I was God, I'd be tired of you. But he be open arms like he desired you. I'm like, wow. Smoking, sipping, slipping, thought I lost my grip, and wow. Pulled me back and told me I'm forgiven.
I woke up Sunday morning, weighed up on my chest. Had to remind myself that every day I'm blessed. Cause every time I wake up, I get a chance to wake up. Thank God I got a chance to wake up.
Change the color so quickly, it's hard to keep up with the leaves. Cause everybody leaves. On my birthday, Kobe, Gigi, and Seven Souls remind me that the tree of life is so uncertain. And tomorrow has unpredictabilities as colorful as the smiles that took off that day. May that Sunday morning resonate past trophies and trinkets and the ongoing pursuit of more to sober us with the humbling truth. My life and your life is just a vapor. And if what you see is all you see, then you do not see all there is to be seen. Quickly, we leave.
Welcome back. Real quick, I forgot to mention, join me on the first Sunday, November 1st, with Ministry, M-E-N-I-S-T-R-Y, Ministry, put on by Pastor Ronald Wilson. If you're a man and you really want to be involved in that, go look up their Facebook page. I will have a link on my Facebook page. You just go to my Facebook page, you want to be a part of it, and click over there, answer a couple questions, and you can join in the group. Ministry, designed for today's leading men is what it's called, and I'll be on that call today. Don't forget, also set your clocks back. Today is daylight saving time, so you will set your clocks back 1 hour. Don't be late for church. I mean, you can be early, but during these COVID days, maybe want to be on time the way it needs to be set up. And if you don't do it and you're like, where's all church services at? Everybody late. They're not late, you're just up early. So set your clocks back 1 hour, and then everything will work itself out the way it's supposed to. I'll be out of here, man. I'm gonna see y'all next week. Y'all be good out there. happy election day. Hope everything goes the way that you always want to go. Just get out and vote. I hope you go vote. And you make sure you get in line. If you get in line before 7 p.m., your vote will be cast. So I just want to remind you all of that. And I will see y'all next week. Peace.
Growing up in school has been a rocky start, a rocky finish. And I have learned a few good things. Looking back on what I have accomplished, I wasn't the best in school, but what I had to do was tell myself I'm smart, tell myself that I was worth it. Now as I'm looking back, I'm realizing that God never left my side, and his love for me is endless. Oh, oh, oh. Chapter is almost complete. Oh, 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 oh. New chapters await, a new one's about to begin. It's crazy sometimes when I think, Candace, you could have done much better. Been a better student, a better daughter, a better friend. But I can't go back in the past. Only thing back there is lessons. I wasn't consistent, no. But what I had to do was give myself some grace. Tell myself that I'm still worth it. Now as I'm looking back, I'm realizing that God never left my side, and his love for me is endless. Oh, 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 oh. This chapter is almost complete. Oh, 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 oh. New chapters await, a new one's about to begin. Challenges that I may have to face, but I am ready to move forward and a new chapter awaits. I know that there might be new challenges that I may have to face, but to move forward and a new chapter awaits. Oh, 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 oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, 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 oh. This chapter is almost, chapter is almost complete. Chapters await, a new one's about to begin. This chapter is almost, chapter is almost complete. Oh, 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 oh. New chapters await, a new one's about to begin. Chapters await, a new one's about to begin. Oh, new chapters await, a new one's about to begin.
Feels so good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said, surely this is it, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much, I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory. Oh, and for the moment, God, I know you kept me, yeah. Lord, I just thank you for my life. I realize some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. There were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So, for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory. You kept me, yes, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for, I know it was you. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.
In these challenging days, staying safe is a high priority. Either you're trying to be healthy or keeping your family safe. Try Jaguar Self-Defense. At Jaguar, you can use the training you learned the same day. Training ages range from 5 to 70, so your family can train together. Jaguar has classes Monday through Saturdays, and the session doesn't last no more than an hour, and they're very affordable. Jaguar Self-Defense has great training classes like Police Officer, Kai McGraw, Kai Lee, IDS, and also Jaguar Self-Defense trainers can help better your church security and provide private training for your business. If you're looking for a good workout and learn to keep you, your family, and your community safe, come by Jaguar Self-Defense, where their motto is, where you can get in shape and go home safe.
As a mom, it's hard to find time to shop for the styles you like. And during these days and times, retail therapy just isn't the same. If you're like me and you're looking for an online shopping experience without the hassle of returns and sending your hard-earned money to someone that you don't know or trust, check out Beloved Boutique. Beloved Boutique is a mid-Missouri-based online boutique supplying the latest trends that fit you no matter your size. Jackets and outerwear, accessories, shoes, and newest styles that fit your fashion needs. Beloved Boutique has fast shipping so you can have your look in days. And yes, you can reach the owner with the everyday prices that make shopping affordable. So go to shopbelovedboutique.com. I'm shopping right now. And if there's something for me, I'm sure that there's something for you at Beloved Boutique.
Thank you for listening to the Straight Talk Podcast with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, the voice of Gospel Radio. Shouts out to our sponsors, Beloved Boutique. Go check them out at shopbelovedboutique.com. That's shopbelovedboutique.com. Check them out. And also go by and check out our friends and sponsors over at Jaguar Self-Defense. Jaguar Self-Defense. Go by and check them out at jaguarselfdefense.com. That's jaguarselfdefense.com. Looking for the next show? Don't worry. It's coming up right now.